kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Isa siyang singing teacher. So yung kanyang mission sa buhay, of course, ay magturo o mag-share ng kanyang talent sa pag-awit at turuan yung mga bata na umawit. At nagsimula nga itong business niya nitong pandemya. So ipakilala natin, welcome here sa atin sa SBS Filipino. We have Nessica Weber. Good morning! Maayong buntag, Nessica!
Good morning! Maayong buntag, Claudette! And maayong buntag, Kadan!
Napaka-unique na iyong pangalan, Nessica. Mm-mm. Ano bang meaning ng Nessica?
Ay nako, babalik tayo sa roots ng Filipino culture.
Ah, ganun. Sige, go ahead.
Kasi it's always like a katanong yan dito sa Australia, mm-hmm. sa Western culture, where does it come from? Kasi usually Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I always say, kasi si mama, pangalan niya Veronica, and then si papa is Ernest. And you know, yung Filipino culture, pinagsasama yung pangalan.
Mm-hmm.
So they come up to Nessica.
Ah, so ang Ness is from...
Ernest.
Tapos
Veronica.
Wow.
Mahilig ang Pilipino sa ganyan. No? Pinaghahalo talaga.
Kung hindi man pinaghahalo, mahilig din tayong Pilipino sa mga paulit-ulit na pangalan. Len, Dandan, yung mga ganyan.
Cheche, yung mga ganyan.
Oo. Ano ba yung nickname mo sa Pilipinas?
Ness
lang.
Ness lang. Or sometimes Nessie.
Oo.
O Ne.
Nene. Pwede ba?
Yung Pinoy na Pinoy yun, no?
Oo, Nene.
Oo. So, bigyan natin ng background yung ating mga listeners, Ness, kasi narinig nila yung iyong magandang boses pero hindi ka nila nakikita. So, ikaw ay half Swiss and half Filipino. Explain natin, tama ba?
Oo, tama. So, si Mama, Veronica Ramirez, yung mga Ramirez, may pagka-Espanyol yung lahi. So, mga mestizo, mga mestiza ang tawag sa Pilipinas. Si Papa naman, from Switzerland.
Mm-mm.
Swiss.
Okay.
So, kaya yung Papa ko talaga very blonde yung buhok niya. Blue eyes. Hindi talaga kami magkamuka.
Oo nga, kasi black haired ka.
Kasi dark yung hair ko.
Oo.
Tapos ay olive yung skin ko.
Oo.
And talagang ang daming nakuha na attributes sa nanay ko.
Mm-mm. Malakas yung dugo
Malakas
ni mommy.
Malakas yung dugo ng Pilipino eh.
Pero halatang hindi ka Pinoy. I mean like hindi ka full Pinoy kasi nga mistisa ka.
Oo. Kaya nagugulat sila. Kaya dito sa Australia, kapag yun sa public space, narinig ko yung mga Pilipino nagsasalita. Sabi ko, ay alam ko yan.
Nagugulat sila na marunong ka din mag-Filipino.
Alam mo, naalala ko na, Claudette, sinong kahawig niya?
Sino?
Artista sa GMA. Nung Starstruck Days, si Nadine Samonte.
Ay, oo nga. Yes. Oo.
Nakukuha ko yan back in my day, Nadine Samonte.
Oh, there you go.
And by the way, ayan, sa ating mga tagapakinig, si Nessica ay actually ipinanganak sa Pilipinas at lumaki din sa Pilipinas for half of her life until 20 years old. So,
yes.
Ness, doon ka nag-aral kaya magaling ka mag-Tagalog?
Oo, doon ako nag-aral. Lumaki ako sa, nag-start kami sa Malate, sa Manila. Tapos nag-move sa Cavite, sa Dasma. Tapos doon na ako talagang nag-high school, you know, college na rin ako doon sa hospitality management. And then after nung pag-college ko, dito na kami nag-move, nag-continue na yung ano ko dito, yung journey ko sa Australia.
Pero nga, kasi nga pag nasa Pilipinas dan, di ba, ganitong beauty, I'm sure makakatanggap ka ng mga offer, no, na maging artista and all that. Nakatanggap ka ba ng offer nung ikaw ay nasa teenage years mo?
Oo, may mga offer. Kaya lang talagang very, ano talaga ako, sports.
Oriented.
Pero tinry ko naman. Sabi ko, sige, for fun, you know. Tapos nag-apply kami. It's actually funny kasi talagang for fun talaga. My heart wasn't into it. Tapos nag-apply ako ng Miss Robinson's modeling.
Oh, wow.
Tapos joke lang namin yun ng mga friends. Sige, try mo na, ganyan. Fill up ng form, padala ng picture. At tanggap ako.
Oh, wow.
Tapos out of like, hundreds of people kasi national siya.
Exactly.
Pinapunta kami doon sa Shangri-La Hotel, yung audition and everything. Tapos tawa ko ng tawa sa nanay ko. Sabi ko, tinama yung joke natin nakarating from hundreds of people to top 12.
Wow! So, rumampa ka si Miss Robinson.
So, rumampa ako. Oo.
So, how was it?
It was
first
so
time.
Much fun. First time. Naging ako, I think second place.
Wow! Effortless, ha?
Oo. Nagtawa nga ako.
Accidental pa, oh.
Eh. Oo.
Tapos naging ambassador kami ng Robinson's Mall.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I also knew from you na ikaw din ay naging extra sa ilang mga films. Tama ba ni Fernando po?
Oo, ni Fernando po Jr. Ang saya din nun. Kasi yung kaibigan ko, she's into modeling. Mm-hmm. She's very petite. Mm-hmm. Talagang yung body niya, model built.
Mm-hmm.
Ano naman siya, half Canadian, Filipino. Ako naman, sige, sama lang ako. Alam mo yun, yung parang ano ka lang, sama-sama ka
support,
lang.
Support, ganyan.
Tapos nung nang ano siya, sabi, may ano si Fernando po, may ano, extra, kulang ng isa. Ako, sumingit.
Oh, wow.
Ako naman, sige, saya-saya naman namin. Mm-hmm. 18 years old lang ata ako noon. 16, bata ako pa noon.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ay, nakasama ako sa last movie niya, yung Pack Nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ang nakakatuwa pa, kasi nung namatay siya, sumikat lalo yung movie na yan. Every year,
yes,
pinapakita nila sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. So, yung mga friends ko, nandito ka na naman sa TV. Extra ako. Andun si Efren Bata Reyes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, naalala ko 'tong pelikula na 'to. Pero, teka, Claudette, mukhang masaya, no? Ang ganda ng kanyang career sa Pilipinas, 'di ba? With yung pag-aartista and even you're doing what you want. Pero ano ka naman napunta sa Australia? Sabi mo nga kasi around like 20 years old ka nag-move, no? So, a few years after lang nung
Oo. Nag-move kami dito kasi si Mama, nag-asawa siya ng third husband niya.
Mm-hmm.
Yung first two, namatay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung tatay ko rin namatay. So, nung I think Mom is already 55 that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking for companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the youngest of five.
Okay.
So, yung apat, may mga asawa na sila from the first husband. Sabi ni Mama, sige, punta tayo sa Australia kasi nakakilala ako ng boyfriend doon.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, kakagraduate ko lang ng college, sabi ko, wala akong feel na mag-move ng Australia kasi hospitality management. Actually, gusto ko mag-flight attendant. I wanna travel the world.
Yeah.
Yun yung passion ko that time eh. Yung parang, I wanna see the world. And when I was in Philippines, sabi ko, ano meron ba sa Australia? Wala naman akong nakitang something na for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of that, sabi, try mo lang, kung magustuhan mo. And then, nung kinasal sila sa Philippines, sabi ko, sige, try ko yung opportunity doon. I was so blessed nung nagpunta kami dito dahil sabi ko, wow, it's a really great country. You know, it's a land of blessing. Ang daming
opportunities
and opportunities and especially for Filipinos, if you're hardworking, if you have the passion for anything, you can, everything is possible.
True. So doon ka napunta sa Queensland, nanirahan with your mom, right?
Yes,
but I know that hindi ka din nagtagal sa Queensland kasi hinahanap mo yung gusto mo.
Oo, kasi nung nag-move kami doon, straight out of college, parang I was looking for vibrant city.
Mm-mm.
Oo, from coming from Dasmariñas, Cavite. Hindi naman siya sobrang city, pero it's a small city.
Mm-mm.
And sabi ko na, I wanna go to something vibrant. So nag-check ako ng Sydney. Mm-mm. I think, hindi ako naka-relate sa Sydney masyado. I was there. Sorry, Dan.
Sorry, Dan. Okay. Kailangan mo mag-move sa Melbourne.
At alistahan na, sige.
Pero sabi ko, I think Melbourne is something for me, something that's there's more opportunity for performing arts.
Mm-mm.
Kasi yung passion ko talaga sa music and dancing, it really nurtured from my background in gospel music.
Mm-mm.
So lagi ako nagka-choir sa singing, meron kami mga acting sa mga church activities.
Mm-mm.
So doon talaga yung passion ko. Sabi ko, why not? I'll actually study it professionally.
Mm-mm.
So I can make a career out of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you studied ballet, jazz, tap dancing, hip hop, lyrical and Latin dance.
Yes.
Wow.
Nag-training ako sa APO Arts Academy sa South Melbourne, which is owned by Filipino rin, hindi ko alam.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, wow.
Like, I did not know. It's owned. Like, well, it makes sense because we love entertainment.
Exactly.
That's our life. And then 3 years ako doon, and then on my third year they started because they act as an agency as well. They started like giving us jobs, so gigs and amateur musical theater. So we traveled across Australia performing in a group.
So I know naging backup naging dancer ba ni Michael Bublé sa isa sa mga concert niya?
Yes.
So professionally talaga ginagawa mo.
Professional talaga. With payment.
So yun talaga yung kung tawagin natin yun yung hanap buhay mo.
Yes, that's okay. My bread and butter.
Oh. And then did it stop? Did it change? What happened?
Yes, so along that, sabi ko na, because I still have my passion for music. And I was in dancing scene, I was in backup dancing and backup singing. Mm-hmm. And then sabi ko na, you know, I really want to make it sustainable in the long term. And ang dami kong audition noon, nag-audition pa ako sa Disney in Japan.
Wow.
And cruise ships.
Oh.
So, and I was reassessing my life. I say, sister, the life that I wanted in the long term for 10 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, something happened in between, nag-shift yung mindset ko to go back to my love for singing.
Oh, and this was during the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, sabi ko, it makes sense kasi nothing is open at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe I'll go back to my passion for singing and music. And then, doon na awaken talaga yung ano ko, na arouse yung passion ko for singing and music. So, I studied singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I took 2 years in Melbourne Polytechnic. In contemporary music, focusing on the voice. Tapos nag-take ako ng extra course, really specializing in the voice with Estill voice training.
Ah.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Wow. Okay, so...
Ito na nga.
Yun. Go ahead, Dan.
Sorry, ayun. No? Di, sabi nga niya, no, na talaga nakapag-focus siya and talagang tinuloy yung passion. And we can see now that you have started your own, like, you know, singing school.
Wow, amazing.
Sa Richmond.
Mm-mm.
Oo. Mm-mm. Ano naman nagtulak sa'yo? To be, kasi it's different din, ano? Parang it's different maging entrepreneur and also pursuing your passion.
So, when I was studying music, kasi nagkaroon ako ng gap year and I was, after ng performing arts and dance, I was really trying to reassess my career in the future. And I said to myself, sabi ko, you know, will it be sustainable if I want to have families one day?
Mm-mm.
If I want to set up my life? Like, I could probably, but talagang binabalik sa mind ko yung sa music and singing.
Mm-mm.
Parang something is drawing me back there. Sabi ko, you know what? I will take my time off and really come back to that love for music and singing. Maybe God is helping me to go back to that passion that I have.
Mm-mm.
So nung nag-start ako, sabi ko, sige, I'll commit into it, I'm gonna study. Nung nag-study ako ng music, I was really into that zone of like making music and teaching. And actually yung teaching ano ko, passion ko, it happened naturally. Kasi yung mga classmate ko, they're asking me questions. So Ness, how can you try this with the jazz styling? Mm-hmm. Or how do you do this? And that time I was already like doing my training with Estill voice training.
Mm-hmm.
So Estill voice training is a separate one. It's international.
Mm-hmm.
Separate siya sa my music studies kasi purely the voice lang siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was helping people and then sabi ko, this is actually like, you know, thinking about in the future, this I could sustain my life.
Uh-oh.
And in teaching.
Yeah.
And kasi ang mindset ko before, sabi ko, parang teaching, parang lang yun sa mga, ano, yung mga old people. You've done music, you know, you have family na, parang retired ka na.
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun yung mindset ko. Kasi ganun yung mga singing teachers ko.
Uh-oh.
And then I saw opportunity. Sabi ko, no, actually, because sometimes you can relate to others with your same age group.
Yeah.
And also, like, I can still do this while I'm making music.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have, I don't have to wait. I can do it at the same time.
Mm-mm.
I can hit 2 birds in 1 stone.
Amazing.
So doon na open yung mindset ko. And I started actually, I took a crash course in business.
Mm-mm. So sinabay mo na?
Sinabay ko na. Parang I was so like passionate and into it. Sabi ko, how do I, you know, kasi meron kang talent and creative mind, kailangan mo rin ng business hat.
Yes.
How do you sustain that?
Correct. Uh-oh. And now we're here. Is it 4 years from the pandemic na sinimulan mo yung singing school and it's thriving?
Oo. Talagang it is a blessing in disguise. Kasi sakto na after ng course ko sa music, I was already setting up my business. Nagawa na ako ng website.
Mm-mm.
I started like my business plan.
Mm-mm.
And then I heard about lockdowns. Sabi ko, oh my God, like, is this gonna happen?
Yung sinasabi nila na God's timing, hindi ba? Parang ganyan.
And then, and I was like really praying to God because my faith is really my foundation. Sabi ko, ito ba yung will ng Lord sa akin? Parang everything is falling apart.
Tapos doon ka papasok.
Doon ka papasok.
Philippines.
Oo, sabi ko, ito ba talaga? Parang hindi ko makita yung light. And then, I just embraced it. And I was like, look, everything is going into lockdown. It's not just Australia, it's global pandemic.
Exactly.
Kaya sabi ko, itry na lang natin yung opportunity. Let's see what happens. Kasi I don't wanna have it at the back of my mind. I'm not taking a risk.
Alam namin, medyo mahirap, di ba? Na magtayo, na mag-put up. No? Alam namin, nag-aral ka din. Pero yung pagkuha ng kliyente naman, how do you build the trust? And paano ka nakakuha ng mga first clients mo?
That's a very good point, Dan, na sinabi mo, build the trust, because my business is all about trusting and loyalty.
Mm-mm.
Kasi especially for kids, they don't trust anyone. Mm-mm. For parents. Mm-mm. To give it to singing teachers. Mm. So talagang yung base ko, it's a very niche, small niche.
Mm-mm.
Na talagang trusting talaga yung teacher.
Mm-mm.
So I think when I started na yun nga yung pandemya, I started everything online. Nag-work ako sa music school. So no, nag-work ako to gain experience sa Blackburn. Doon ako nakakuha ng a little bit of ideas how, and then from there I started building up my clients through grassroots marketing. So when I was in the music school, sabi ko, okay, that's really good na, you know, I have an idea, and at the same time yung business skill na pinag-aralan ko, nagamit ko rin siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-start ako, to be honest, sa mga kaibigan ko.
When you say grassroots marketing, first time ko narinig, Ness, can you explain that a bit?
Yes, grassroots marketing is like, I'm not using anything online platform, like through words of mouth.
Ah, okay.
Oh, na talagang organic.
So parang yun nga sa kaibigan mo, sasabihin mo, ay, nagtayo ako ng business, ng singing school, yung anak mo, galing sa akin.
So ganun, talagang lahat through word of mouth siya.
Mm-mm.
So sa mga kaibigan, tapos sa church community ko rin, kasi I have such a big community din. So recommendation, hanggang nagdun yung build yung client ko.
Oh.
And then nung advertise na ako sa online, like Facebook, you know, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang ang dami din, especially nung COVID, kasi people are like suffering from mental health. And then they use music and singing as a hobby, and also to release that, you know, that oxytocin, like
feel good hormones.
So doon talaga siya talagang umusbong.
Mm-mm.
So from there, what I can see with my clients, if they really trust you, kasi ang singing yung parang it takes a lot of confidence.
Alam mo yun, kung maraming tao, you need a lot of confidence to be able to sing.
It's a very vulnerable space to sing, kasi inside yung voice mo and they really need to trust someone that could understand them. Coming from, you know, not singer at all, complete beginner. How can I do that?
Mm-mm.
So, doon nag-start yung clients ko. And then from there, they're my long-term clients now until now.
Wow.
Yung clientele mo, Ness, hindi lang Pilipino, no? Tama ba?
Oo, hindi lang Pilipino. Halo-halo. Kasi when I start sa music school na nag-teach ako doon for 2 to 3 years while I was building my own business. Nag-drift na ako in setting up my studio. Kasi blessing in disguise din na during COVID, ang daming business grant for small businesses and new business.
Oh.
So I set up all of my instrument was paid by the business grant.
That's amazing.
And also my website and promotion. Talagang na-set up siya. Kaya nga sabi ko na it was, you know, it was probably a good risk-taking.
Mm-mm.
And nung tinake ko yung risk during COVID, talagang dumaloy talaga lahat ng resources. And na-set up ko yung business ko doon while I was working at the same time on the other school. And then lahat ng clients ko, they come from different backgrounds and different ages. From young as 5 years old to 70 years old.
Wow!
Yes. Ang laki ng range.
So every, syempre, according to sa age, no? So kailangan mong, kumbaga, kailangan mo makibagay. Kung bata sa 5 years old, kailangan mo din ilagay yung position mo. Bata tong tinuturo ko. Pag medyo old naman, kailangan mo din iposisyon yung sarili mo na, medyo old to. So, so may mga strategy din, di ba? Paano
course.
Mo sila turuan.
Yes. And I think that comes handy with the Estill Voice training, yung skill ko.
Tell us about Estill Voice.
So, Estill Voice training is all about the anatomy and physiology of the voice.
Ah, wow.
So, when I learned the science of the voice, as I said to myself, it helped me as a singer. Now I want to help others how to help them to sing. Kasi everyone has a beautiful voice. Mm-mm. They just don't know how to use it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And then mostly we just copy.
Mm-mm.
Copy lang tayo sa radyo, di ba?
Uh-oh.
Copy lang tayo sa narinig natin. Uh-oh. So that really opens up my genre in music, but also just my appreciation of the voice. And kasi sa Estil, walang aesthetic bias.
Mm.
So like really working with someone else's voice and how to speak with them. For example, medyo younger yung mga students ko. I speak with them with still the technique, pero iba yung languaging ko sa kanila. Sa mga older people, iba rin yung languaging ko, but still the same technique.
Wait, so pag-asa, Dan, may pag-asa pa tayo.
Yun na nga eh. Yung sabihin ko sana, ito yata yung secret ingredient nga, no? Na sinasabi niya, hinahanap natin, Claudette.
Oo.
May chance ka talaga. Oo. Pero, dito sa school mo, no? With the teaching, di ba? Meron ka bang mga memorable experience or, you know, wins or stories, beautiful stories? Nakita ko yung website, may mga testimonials at gaganda na nakasulat.
Oo. Salamat sa pagtanong mo niyan. Actually, it's a very rewarding kind of job. It's not, I always say, it's not easy. Mm-mm. But you can do anything as long as you're passionate about what you do.
Mm-mm.
And kasi ang dami nagtatanong, how did you do that? It's not a very common job, you know? Sabi ko, I'm really passionate about, you know, I think the singing comes second, but it's all about helping people.
Mm-mm.
It's all about helping them find the voice that they wanted. And for example, recently meron akong 7 years old na bata and very low confidential, low self-esteem.
Mm-mm.
Pero nung nag-start siya mag-singing, naging confident siya. Mm-hmm. And then in a span of like 6 months, naka-receive siya ng awards sa school to be the leader of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So yung confidence talaga, ang laki ng boosting ng confidence. Nung first time ko siyang na-meet, nagtatago pa siya sa palda ng nanay niya. Sobrang shy. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, paano ko ba ito matutulungan? Talagang ang hirap. Pero nung after, nung talagang I build her confidence that she can do anything, she can sing, and a lot of like kids is like really helping them to be, you know, the next generation leaders. Even that, I was so impressed. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. From even, because singing, it's not just about the voice.
Exactly.
It's all about your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a package. Hindi lang yung ganda ng boses. So anong feeling mo kapag nakikita mo yung students mo na, for example, nag-perform sila on stage, tapos ibang-iba na yung kumbaga merong, anong tawag nito, merong development. Alam mo yun, yung parang may changes talaga na from being shy, tapos biglang ibang-iba na siya sa stage. Anong feeling?
Oh, very rewarding.
Mm-mm.
Oh, parang, you know, parang kang proud mom.
Mm-mm.
Na wow, yan yung ano, yung fruit, yung talagang very meaningful for me because I help someone to prosper and fly. Because most of them, like, yeah, they have the voice and sometimes like they're already good singers and they want to get better, but still the confidence is not there yet.
Mm-mm.
So iba-iba din yung level, my beginner, my medium, my professional.
Mm-mm.
Pero na mostly yung talagang beautiful talaga yung beginner kasi talagang from very shy, low confidence to like so much confidence, talagang very rewarding.
Mm-mm.
Kasi natulungan ko sila not only for singing but they get better at school.
Yes. Oh,
that's the main thing, they really like confidence, like who they are.
Oh.
And for example, yung estudyante ko, she's Asian. And then she's really like conscious about her language. She's like, oh, my English is not that great.
Mm-mm.
And I said, that's okay. Like, I'm Asian too.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, like I can, I look like you.
Mm-mm.
So she goes to like, you know, to like really low esteem, like high esteem. It's like, oh yeah, it's okay to be different.
Mm-mm.
I can still be, you know, blend in and assimilate with others. Because and yung stage na yan, yung mga bata, they suffer from so much, you know, bullying.
Exactly.
Discrimination.
Uh-oh.
And it's sad, but it's life.
Mm-mm.
But I help them. It's okay to be different.
Mm-mm.
It's fine.
It's amazing. Nagsasanga-sanga din yung kumbaga from singing, nagiging successful din sila sa ibang part ng kanilang buhay. How do you keep the motivation though sa pagturo mo? Kasi not all the time naman talaga tayong, you know, energetic or we feel so good sa ginagawa natin. Pero paano mo kinikip yung motivation mo to continue to help others, you know, find their voice?
Mm-mm. I think motivation ko is, I think the passion is there, yo. And sometimes, like what you said, wala talaga tayong, sometimes it's one day like, I don't have the motivation today. Like, oh, I need some, you know, other things than coffee. Correct. I need, nakalimang coffee na ako, pero wala pa rin motivation. Oh, oh. I think coming back to the why do I do this? Mm. You know, like, why do I do what I do? Mm-mm. Because if I just want to do this for money, like, I can earn money, that's Mm-mm. fine. But then what's the rewarding part of this?
Exactly.
And I think seeing my children, my kids, my students, and other people prosper in life, that's really motivating. Mm-mm. And I'm helping to the community, to the Mm-mm. society. Mm-mm. I'm being part of this, you know, circle of life Mm-mm. that I'm giving. I think also the more that you give to people, it really gives you so much joy.
Exactly.
It's not just about me and my business and Mm-mm. my generating income. It's about giving to others that really gives me so much joy. Mm-hmm. And I think, as I said with my mom yesterday, because we're just talking about the interview, and I said, look, my faith as a this is my foundation, because I cannot do this on my own. I need the divine
intervention.
Intervention. Just ko po, tulungan niyo ako. Kasi like, you know, we're only humans Mm-mm. at the end of the day, and that really like keeps me grounded.
Pero ano ba yung mapapayo mo sa ating mga kababayan na walang lakas ng loob na simulan din yung kanilang negosyo or business quickly Mm-mm. lang, no? Kita mo yung opportunity.
Oo, I think, you know, you go back to the old classic saying, be a risk taker. Mm-hmm. Oo, and walang mawawala kung itry mo. And also, if you don't try anything, you will not succeed. Mm-mm. Kailangan itry. And also na magtiwala tayo na we can do all things. Mm-mm. At meron naman tayong abilidad eh. I think sa mga, nakikita ko kasi na maraming low confidence. No, hindi ko alam, ganyan. Do research. Mm-hmm. Do lots of research. Everything online na naman eh. Mm-hmm. So makikita natin yung mga qualification, requirements, and then keep trying. And the more you try, the more you can find what's your niche. Kung mm-hmm. ano ba yung talagang bagay sa'yo. And sometimes, like in my journey, it's not always, you know, rainbows and clouds and cotton mm-hmm. candy. Meron mm-hmm. din akong time na I don't know what to do. Nag-waitressing ako. Ang dami kong pinasukan trabaho. Mm-mm. Nag-retail ako. Mm-mm. And I tried my best. And then until I found my passion. And that's really like, I think that is the calling that I have. Mm-mm. Kasi I was satisfied. Mm-mm. And that's when I realized it's not about the money. And money is good. I need money.
Yeah, we need to pay the bills. Yeah. We all need to pay the bills.
But also, how do you generate income with the passion that you have? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you will go on the curves. Mm-hmm. Na iba-iba yung work mo until you end up to something. Ito na talaga yun.
Ito na yung gusto ko.
Ito na
this
talaga
is it.
Yung gusto ko. It's working. This is, I love it. You know, and sometimes mayroon tayong ibang bumpy road, but if that's it, and yep. I just encourage, like, you know, go for your passion.
Ito naman, para sa mga naisubukan ang pag-awit, di ba? Di ba, Dan? Sisimulan mo na?
Yan.
What would you say to encourage them naman na, you know, mag-take ng first step in pursuing their vocal training?
Oo. I always say na everyone has a beautiful voice. Mm. I think always yan. Mm. Kasi, you know, if you someone says to you, oh, I don't have a voice, as long as you can talk, we can work on that. Kasi my boss is eh. Mm. Pero not everyone is trained vocally. Mm-mm. So hindi natin alam. So take a singing lesson is a good one to start. Kasi everyone has a different voice as well. Mm-mm. Kaya it's pwede kang mag-YouTube, mag-check ka ng mga scales and technique. Pero it's not for everyone. Sometimes Mm-mm. hindi mag-a-apply sa'yo. So take singing lessons and then find something that you really love, nurture that, mm-hmm. kung anong genre ba of music do you like, and then keep going from there. I think sometimes gusto natin makarating na sa ano eh.
Sa tugatog, sa top.
Sa top na. Yun na yung gusto ko.
It takes time.
It takes time. But also embracing the process. Mm-mm. Kasi that's the beauty of that eh. Na, you know, you embrace your mistakes and then, ay, ganun pala yun. Noong ka natututo. Mm-mm. Otherwise, yung mamadaliin mo lahat Mm-mm. na parang, anong nangyari? Ewan ko, wala naman ako natutunan.
Superstar na agad. Ganun yung gusto, di ba?
Pwede.
O, hindi pwede yun.
Pero it's not a hot topic kasi it's always, you know, ayoko niyan, it's too hard.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Oh. saan ka naman mahanapin yung website or social media.
Paano sila mag-contact sa'yo? Kasi baka kailangan nila si Ness sa kanilang buhay.
Of course. I teach online and also face-to-face dito sa Richmond, sa Melbourne. But anyone can access me online as well. You can go to nesswebermusic.com.au. I'm all over social media as well. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and nessica.weber. I also teach in different languages.
Ayun, yung pala yung gusto ko ding itanong. Kasi, Dan, itong si Nessica ay multilingual lang naman. Tagalog, Spanish, Hebrew, Arabic, Japanese, Nihongo, and English.
Yes.
Wow, ikaw na. How did you learn all of those languages?
I think, kasi lumaki ako sa Philippines, Tagalog, pero nakakatuwa kasi si Mama nagbibisaya sa akin.
Okay.
Tapos si Papa nag-German. So, pag ano kaya, pag phonetics yung language kasi, madaling ma-pick up. Mm-mm. Actually, mas mahirap nga yung English eh. So, nung na-pick up ko na, nag-learn na ako ng mga Nihongo na kanta. Tapos sabi ko, parang Tagalog lang pala, you know? Yung mga darakata, yung mga ganyan. Ay, parang Tagalog. Tapos nung nag-start ako ng mga, may mga estudyante akong, for example, meron akong estudyante ng mga Israeli na gusto lang nila kumanta ng Hebrew. Ay, nag-learn naman ako ng Hebrew. Andaling lang pala. Tapos meron din akong nakilala sa United States na Arabic naman siya. So, nagtulungan kami, collaboration, nag-learn ako ng Arabic. Tapos yung mga estudyante ko, mga Espanyol. So, inilearn ko rin yung Espanyol.
Wow.
Tapos may Italian din.
So, amazing.
Yeah, so pag nagka-learn ka ng iba't ibang lingwahe, andali na lang matutunan yung iba. Parang it comes naturally.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.